Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Pesach Hashem, we are doing Samech Hei Amud Aleph, right? Page Samech Hei, and this is Siman Reish Pei Zayin, as well as the beginning of Siman Reish Pei Ches. So Reish Pei Zayin is a very short Siman. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yucholim Lenachim Aveilim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to do Nichim Aveilim B'Shabbos, a little known halacha, that it is mutter to go be Menachim Aveilim B'Shabbos. V'chein Yucholim Levakar HaSacholah, a more well-known halacha, it is permissible to go do Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. V'lo Yomer Lo Kedarek Shom. But what you say to the person when you're Menachem the Avel or Mevakar the Cholish should be a little different than what you say during the week. Ela Omer Lo, Shabbos Himalizo, Kufur Krovalovo, Verachma Rubim, Vishiv Suvishalom, a more positive, more positive vibe to the visit that Shabbos, so we do not cry and Rafuas are going to come soon and Hashem's Rachmim is great and, everything should be good. V'yesham Dein Tzorech Lomim Verachma Merubim, V'chei Nagman. Some say that you don't need to say V'racham of Merubim, and that's our minhag as well. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, Yicholim, Amrin B'Gemara, Bikoshi Hitiru, Lenachem Aveilim, Levakar Cholim, B'Shabbos. That Bikoshi, they were matir, to be Menachem Aveilim, and to be Mevakar Cholim on Shabbos, because the obvious concern is that you're going to end up crying, and you're going to end up not being in a mood that's proper for Shabbos, and therefore it's Bikoshi, but they were matir it. But since it was only Bekoshi, so people who don't go to be Menachem Aveilim the whole week, because they figure they might as well just go on Shabbos, that's not proper, because it's only Bekoshi that we were matir on Shabbos. So really, it's not like a Shabbos activity, it's something that you could also do on Shabbos. You shouldn't speak to them the same way you would during the weekday, because that will sometimes cause crying, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Omer Lohan, you should say to him, and then the entire text that the Shulchan Aruch quotes that you say to the person is Abikur Cholim Kai. That's going on Bikur Cholim, right? That's meaning the whole text that the Shulchan Aruch quotes about Refuah Krovalovo, that's not about Nichum Aveilim. That Refuah is not Krovalovo, right? But Bikur Cholim, that's Refuah Krovalovo. And that's why we have the practice that when we say Mishaberch for a Cholish Shembo Sakana, that we say Shabbos Milizo for Krovalovo, right? Based on this. Ubenichum Aveilim Yomerlo Shabbos Milenachim Unuchama Krovalovo. If it's Nichum Aveilim, so you adjust the text and you say that Shabbos Yimei Lenachem, and the Nechamas Krovalovo. V'yesh Mekilim D'Rashay Lomar HaMakom Minachemcha. There are those that are makel that you could actually say HaMakom Minachem, and the reason they were makel to say this is the Maksa Shekel explains, because the Mace is never going to return until the time of Tchias HaMesim, so there's no chashash that you're going to come to be Zoic on Shabbos. The Tzar of the Avelim is not going to become any greater through the Nicham Avelim, but when you're Mevakar HaCholah, there's a chashash that the Mevakar is going to come to cry on Shabbos for the chola, but when it comes to the nicham aveilim, it's sort of coming to the whole idea of the nechama is that you just sort of came to grips with the situation. It's not going to be changing anytime soon, and as you do the nechama, it brings a sense of comfort, not a sense of greater distress. When you go to be a mevakar chola, sometimes you realize how terrible it is, and that the illness is getting worse, and that and things are fluid, and things that it's a changing situation, so that could lead to much more crying. Kasam prima God. This is assuming to the minig that we this is alluding to the minig that we have that when Novel walks into shul on Friday night, we do like this public nichum aveilim that the gabbai announces nichum aveilim. The guy walks and the avel walks in and everyone says hamakom minachem. You can't do that after mizmor shel yom haShabbos. Once mizmor shel yom haShabbos has been said, we've already been mekabel Shabbos and it's too late to do that nichum aveilim. Because that's a very public form of Nichum Aveilim, and that we do not do on Shabbos. So even though you're allowed to be Menachem Aveilim on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do public Nichum Aveilim on Shabbos. So once you said Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, you cannot do that public form of Nichum Aveilim. But on an individual level, you're allowed to say Shabbos Yimei Lenachem, and you're allowed to provide some divrei nechama. It's a question whether we can do the public nechama aveilim anyway on Friday night, even before Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, if it's already Pashkia, if it's already time that it is Shabbos, right? I mean, that would still be a violation lechora. So probably, but the minhag seems to be to do that, but it's a good question why the minhag is to do that, because once it's already Pashkia lechora, you're not allowed to do public nechama aveilim anymore. Simin Reish Pechas. Also, the Sanus Peshabbos Ad She Shaos, Vafil Lominu Mispalil Aser. You're not allowed to fast up until 6 hours into the day on Shabbos, even if you're busy learning and davening and doing all sorts of good things. You're not allowed to do that. The Bir Halacha quotes different opinions in Poskim, whether it's an Isser Midivrei Kabbalah because of a cross of the Shabbos Oneg, or it's a Din Midaraisa from a Chluhu Ayom. But you're not allowed to fast up until 6 hours into the day. The next Bir Halacha points out that if you're doing the fasting purposely l'shem tainus, then it doesn't even need to be 6 hours. It could just be 1 hour of purposely fasting is problematic. 6 hours is accidentally or incidentally just happening to not eat until 6 hours into the day. Even that's a problem, even though you're not doing it l'shem tainus. You just woke up late, ran straight to shul, and by the time that shul was over, it was already 6 hours into the day. That's a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah Simcha Nalf Ad She Shos Degam B'chol Ho'Ochel Achar She Shos Havi Kizorik Evan Lachemes Al Kei Nikra Kamo Tainus B'Shabbos. It's unhealthy to wait until 6 hours into the day to eat. It's before they had all these what do they call intermittent fasting or whatever, right? So the assumption was that to wait that long to eat is very unhealthy, and therefore it's considered to be tainus, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Well, the shame tainus Havi L'Sha Achas Aser. If you're intending to fast, then even for 1 hour is Aser. And therefore, some kihilos that have these fasts that go only almost up until chatzos because of gzeros that were made is improper. If you took something to eat right before musaf, so then fine, then you can finish musaf more than 6 hours into the day, and that's fine because you already ate something. We said that even if you're busy learning and davening, even that's going to be asul. Fiza hashliach sibur shemenagin ve'inosim besiknas adachar sheish shalokokogenhu. A shleppy chazan is not proper. Oprat mecharv shayom ktsarim, especially during the winter time, to schlep out the davening and everyone's going to get out after chatzos. That's not proper. Umikolshken biyom tov mavad b'rosh hashana, and certainly true on yontif as well, except for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, it's okay to get out after chatzos. Ubel yirabu matzah smach lahakel. That even though the Rama had said that even if you're learning and davening you shouldn't go past chatzos, there are achronim that disagree with that, and they say that if you're busy learning and davening, then you can go past chatzos. See if base. Let's say a person will be harmed by eating. The eating will be unhealthy for him. And it's more enjoyable for him to not eat. He has terrible indigestion. He has a stomachache. Eating is going to be a disaster for him. So it's more enjoyable for him not to eat than lo yochal. Then he shouldn't eat. Because the point is that it's supposed to be oneg Shabbos. Says Rama, if someone feels that they need a really good cry, then they're allowed to cry on Shabbos, because that's the only way they're going to feel good, because otherwise they're just bottling it all up and it's going to be very difficult for them. So sometimes a person needs to emote in order to be okay. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos if that's what a person needs. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, lo yochal kamat korov li'isra achila kiven shemeshar sheyazik lo, that if you feel that eating is going to hurt you and it's going to make you feel sick, then it's usher to eat. V'hainu im gam kazayis kasha lo lechal. Meaning, if even just eating a gazayis is hard for you, why in the command some reish had yalf sefal pagah. Hatsar mi libo, we said, but you can cry if you need to cry. Kosvataz hainu dafke imachmas rov dve kuso bakrosh baruchu zol gemein of demaos. Shekin matzin brabi kiva bizar chada shayabocha ma'od ba'amro shira shirim. We're talking about a type of cry that's a cry of dveikos, that a person is crying in a sense of connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a time of sincere tefillah, or the reading emotionally shira shirim, kasher shayada, basher shayada hechan advar magiyim, because you appreciate the value of Shir HaShirim. V'cheinu matzu b'mispalim b'kavana. A lot of times someone's davening with a very intense kavana, it brings them to tears. And that is the good kind of tears. That's the kind of tears that's permissible in Shabbos. Aval stam lifkos k'dei she'etzei atzar milibo lo. But just stam to cry because you're upset about something and you just feel like you want to cry, that you shouldn't do. Ayin sham. Aval beli rabu tsev Shabbos yitiru kivin shalik de b'chiyasu yirvach lo. However, many other achorim say, including the Eli Rabba, that and the of a Shabbos, that even that, even just to emote so that you feel okay, even that is mutter to do, even if it's not in the context of Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shir HaShirim and everything else, that also is going to be mutter to do. So to summarize what we learned tonight, we said that you could do Bikur Cholim Menichim Avelim on Shabbos, but you shouldn't save it dafka for Shabbos, and you should adjust what you say on those visits. We also learned that we do a public Nichum on Friday night, but it has to be before Mizmor Shir. We learned that you're not allowed to fast past Chatzos on Shabbos, and we learned that if a person cannot eat because of their physical well-being, or that they feel that they need to cry for their emotional well-being, then they may do so. Okay, from tomorrow we'll pick up with Resh Pechas Se'if Gimel. Have a good night, everybody.